What is the most common kind of support that you and your team need to give to people in other countries who are from the United States?
Well, good afternoon, Francis. It's a pleasure to be here. I think one of the primary things we do is simply to provide information to people, whether it's as we call it, the sort of a know before you go campaign, and providing information on things that people might face if they travel to a particular country, or the guidance and the recommendations we might make as to what not to do in a country or where not to go. But certainly during times of unrest or after following a crisis or during a crisis, keeping people informed of what's going on the ground so they can make good decisions about their travel plans and about their activities when they're in the foreign country.
One of the things that you told the Partnership for Public Service about your job is you said we're always getting ready for the next big crisis. How do you prepare for something the form of which you have no idea what it will take?
Well, you have your building blocks, your nuts and bolts of crisis response. And, you know, after each crisis, we do a very intensive lessons learned exercise in which we look at what we did well and where we could do better. And then we strive to implement any changes that need to be made. So that's part of it, looking at improvements to how we use our systems, improvements to how we do public messaging, reaching out to stakeholder groups to make sure that we have, you know, their contact information, that we can reach them, we can prepare them. And also training people. We do a lot of training in conjunction with our Foreign Service Institute, but also just from our office with our embassies and consulates abroad, so that should something happen, it's like a fire drill. They know how to use the systems. They've thought about how they would staff a task force. They've thought about how they would deploy people out to help respond to the crisis. That they've worked through that, and they've assigned roles and responsibilities that would kick in if something happened.
Your team is using social media like a lot of other agencies in government are using it to communicate with people, to disseminate information. During the earthquake in Chile in 2010, you distributed information that way. People knew exactly what to do. What kind of marketing efforts do you do to let people know just that you're there so that when there is something like that, they know where to go, rather than being in the middle of an earthquake and thinking, oh, I wonder if there's some way for me to connect with my government via these social media tools?
As you say, we do. We are using social media much more intensively. We have a public affairs office within the Bureau of Consular Affairs, and my director at Overseas Citizen Services works very closely with them to look at every and all opportunities to get the word out, whether it's through our website, whether it's whenever you apply for and receive a new passport, there's a little flyer in it that promotes our Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, which is one way that we disseminate information. This is a method that you can go online onto our website, which is www.travel.state.gov. You can enroll your travel or even just your interest in a foreign country, and you will receive, you know, updated information, travel alerts, travel warnings, and so forth for that country. So we really do everything we can to get the word out about the enrollment program and about our website and the wealth of information that's contained there. We send people out around the country to do outreach programs. We talk to academic institutions that have study abroad programs, students being a very large population that is of interest to us. We go on radio. We do everything we can find every audience we can speak to get that word out.
Michelle Bernier-Toth is Managing Director of the Bureau of Consular Affairs Office of Overseas Citizen Services at the State Department. She's a finalist for a 2012 Service to America Medal. You mentioned the debriefing that you do after each one of these situations. One of them that the partnership writes about is the earthquake in Haiti several years back, that you took some particularly pointed lessons learned from that. Talk about what you learned there and how it's changed the way that you prepare for emergencies in other countries.
Well, the earthquake in Haiti was a series of crises within crises. We had, of course, the efforts to evacuate Americans from Haiti using the humanitarian relief flights that were coming in. We had the challenge of locating, recovering, and eventually repatriating the remains of Americans killed in the earthquake. We had children who were in line to be adopted by U.S. citizens that we wanted to look out for and make sure that we could process those cases to allow the children to come to the United States. So it was a series of crises again. And one of the lessons learned there is that you have to sort of set up separate task forces that can address each of those. so that nothing gets lost in the shuffle. The other one was we were overwhelmed by inquiries from American citizens worried about their relatives in Haiti. We have a very large community in Haiti. We now, in the event of a crisis, we can activate a program so that rather than having to call us and giving us information over the phone, which there's been a delay getting into the database, people can actually go in and enter information about themselves or about their loved one directly onto our website, and that will allow us to collect that information, triage it, prioritize it, make sure that our embassy or consulate that's responding to the individual cases and the needs for assistance gets it in real time. I think that's one big step that we've been able to take in preparation for the next big crisis. Each crisis, again, teaches us something new and allows us to hone our resources and develop new skills.